Blog Talk Radio.
Listeners, and welcome to another edition of What Days with Murph. Today on the show, we welcome singer-songwriter Madeline Victoria. Madeline joins us to talk about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. And as usual, I have my lovely and talented co-host, slash work wife, slash best friend, Emily, with me. So let's do this.
Oh, you were all hey, nice girl. That time. Nothing even
I
remotely
didn't tell you
insulting.
In
I love it.
So,
man. She's getting sentimental because it's a week till our anniversary. That's what it is, everyone.
This is probably true.
Anyway.
How have you been?
I am good. Tired. Hot outside. Finally, by the way. I went to school today.
Darn
it. Class. Didn't want to.
Bring back 40-degree weather, please.
But, you know.
Bring back 40-degree
well,
weather, please.
Okay. It's 73 out today, which means that next week it's probably going to be 80 and it's not going to come back because it's
exactly.
Alabama. So, other than that, though, I'm great. I have a glass of tea, so I'm good.
Sweet. What do you say we bring on today's guest?
Probably a better idea than us small talking, so let's do that.
Probably. And with that, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Madeline Victoria to the show. Hey, Madeline, how are you?
Hi, guys. I'm good. How are y'all?
I'm good. Thanks for taking about 30 minutes out of your day to come do this.
Oh, yes. Thank you for having me.
I like to start off every interview the exact same way. Introduce yourself and just tell the listeners how you got into this whole music thing.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey guys, I'm, of course, y'all have been saying my name, Madeline. I've been singing for a very long time. I first started singing publicly when I was about 5 years old. And from there, I just started, entering talent shows and learned the national anthem at a very young age and started singing them at different sporting events and all different events here in Texas. And then from there, I was about 15 years old when I went to my first big talent search. It was an agency out of Dallas. And from there, I went to New York and I competed in several competitions with having to do with modeling and acting and singing. And I won a few of those and I got some callbacks with some really good agents up in New York, but I wanted to come back to Texas and really see what else I could do here, and I joined a group called Radio Disney Superstars, and from there I had my first big concert opening up for the Jonas Brothers, and that was when I was about 16 years old, and you can imagine being 16 years old and just opening for the Jonas Brothers and having a great time and loving it, and I knew right then and there.
16-year-old me is jealous.
Yeah. right then and there, I knew I'd be doing this for the rest of my life, so it's been awesome.
That's awesome. You know, and speaking of Texas, I've been to Texas a couple years ago. I went to Dallas and Houston. Well, I have a dream of seeing all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums by the time I'm 30 myself. And I was down there for a Texas Rangers and a Astros game.
Oh, and, yeah.
And Texas is just one of the prettiest states I've ever seen.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm a big baseball fan, so that's awesome.
Yeah.
I've never been to Texas before, guys. Y'all are on your own this time.
I've been to 24 out of the 30 stadiums, so I think I'm going to do it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Does it count if my favorite aunt lives in Texas? That should count.
Yeah.
Look, I don't have time to travel, guys. I'm a college student. I don't have time for that. So eventually, I would like to go to Texas. I would like to go a lot of places. Just not at this very moment. Everybody talks, everybody says the best things about it. So especially Cody, because he goes everywhere. So now I really want to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I feel like everyone has to go.
You know, I'm actually writing a book about the places I've been, so that's going to be finished probably at the start of next year. So
I'm his editor.
Oh, that's great.
Proofreader and editor.
Can't wait to read it.
Yep.
I know, me either. I'm so excited to read it. I've been hearing about this book. Okay, so we're going on 2 years next week. It's our anniversary.
Yeah.
I have been hearing about this book for 2 years. I'm ready to read this book. I'm beyond ready for this book. I'm excited.
I think I've talked enough. So, Em, did you have any questions for
her? I always have questions because my job. But okay, so let's start. Since you're a first-time guest, we'll start with some fun getting to know you questions, and then we'll talk about your music in a little bit. So let's start with. Let's start with an easy one. We'll get to the hard ones later. What are you watching on TV right now? Your favorite and your favorite music, what you're listening to these days?
All right. Well, let's see. I'm one of those people who cannot wait and just watch something that's going on season by season, every day. So I love Netflix, and I right now am just almost catching up with everybody on Grey's Anatomy. So I'm watching that right now, and I'm also waiting on Walking Dead to kind of keep on going and kind of finish, because I can't stand to just wait.
Not
I want to watch it all. Yeah.
Yes.
I want to watch it all in, like, one day.
I watched Grey's Anatomy. I have not watched. I need to go back and watch all of them, but there's, like, 200 and something on Netflix. But I watch the new ones that come on now, and I, like, watch the reruns when they're on TV. And I kind of have a general idea of what went on before, but I need to watch them all. I'm a Netflix person, too, though. Like, I want it all. I want to be able to watch it at my leisure. Like, I don't want to have to wait. It drives me crazy. Like, I just started, we started watching The West Wing, which is really good. It was boring at first, and I thought it was going to be disappointing. But after a few episodes, it's really good. You should check that out. And
awesome.
What else? I started The X-Files, which was, like, my downfall. Because I think that the whole subject matter of this television show is ridiculous. It's about aliens, and I think that's so stupid. But for some reason, it's, like, really addicting. And you want to know what's going to happen, and it is the most ridiculous thing. And I always make fun of people that watch that show because I'm like, it's about alien abduction. Like, that's ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
But it's so good. I know, it sounds so... Like, the other day I caught myself telling someone about, like, my grandmother. I was like, yeah, it was on, like, because they brought it back and it was on TV. And I watched the new ones. That's what made me go watch the old ones. And I told my grandmother, I said, yeah, and at the end, I kid you not, like, a UFO appeared and, like, just beamed a light down, and that was the cliffhanger. And I realized how ridiculous that actually sounded out loud. And I was like, what am I watching on TV? Like,
that's so funny.
But seriously, it's really good. So if you're a Netflix, they're all on Netflix. So if you're a Netflix person, you should totally watch them, and then we can be weird together.
Yay!
Anyway.
Totally. I don't mind. I don't mind the aliens.
Yeah, I don't mind the aliens. I just, like, when people look at me funny, because it sounds totally ridiculous, which it is ridiculous, but it's really good because there's such talented actors on that show. I mean, most of everybody's really talented, but... Yes, it sounds ridiculous, but I swear it's not. And I was the one that used to make fun of people for it, but now I will not make fun of anyone.
Now
I'm one of them.
That's so
okay.
Funny. Do you want me to say music?
Oh, I forgot music. Yeah,
yeah.
I was going to ask you about that again.
Yeah, and I wanted to make sure everyone can hear what I'm listening. I love to promote, you know, other bands that maybe other people haven't really heard. And
right.
I love, you know, right now there's a website that put these three up as, like, you know, the top going on right now if you don't know them. And it just so happens they're, like, my favorites, and one of them, those three would be Turnpike Troubadours. I don't know if y'all have heard of Turnpike Troubadours. That's what I'm listening to. They're one of the newer kind of the Texas scene and also Oklahoma scene. They're from originally Oklahoma, and if y'all haven't heard of them, y'all got to look them up. They're my favorites. Let's see what else. Mike and the Moon Pies, they're also from around the Texas scene. And there's Blackberry Smoke, that's a little out of the genre, just a little bit Southern rock, but I love Southern rock music, and that's Blackberry Smoke. And also a guy from California named Sam Outlaw, that's, I really, really got into him. And I really, really love his stuff and his music. And so those are all the music I'm listening to right now, constantly, every day, and kind of also letting that influence in me and my songwriting a little bit. So, yeah, they're awesome. Y'all look them up.
We do know. I do know Blackberry Smoke. I've heard of them. I think Cody's one that, like, told me about them, but I haven't heard of the other one, so I'll look them up.
Uh-huh. Yes.
But I have heard of them.
One band based out of Texas that I'm really digging right now, their entire album, is the Josh Abbott band. I love Josh Abbott.
Yeah.
I love Josh Abbott.
I like everyone.
Awesome.
I have, like, 10,000 songs on my Spotify, and when I find one that I like, I send it to Cody, and he has, like, 10,000 Spotify messages, because I find a song, and then I, like, you can forward it to your friends.
Spotify.
And I send him whole playlists of, like, throwback songs, and I'm like, listen to this. And he makes fun of me, but we're those people. So I'll look all of them up.
That's so funny.
You know, speaking of music, Amy will tell you this about me. My music tastes range from, oh, my God, you need to hear this, to, please don't judge me for this.
This is the truest thing. Isn't everyone like that, though, to some degree?
Yes.
Like,
I
feel like I can be
so... I'll be
so,
working,
like,
out.
Yeah, his workout playlist, I'm going to publish it on Twitter. I'm going to share the Spotify link
so everyone can like find this because it is truly diverse.
Yes. I'll be working out and I'll have on what I like the most hardcore alternative music you could ever imagine. One song, it'll switch from like Fall Out Boy to Maddie and Tay.
Yeah.
One song.
But where everyone like that? Like, doesn't everyone have like that playlist? Like, I feel like we're all. So, like, my favorite, I love Conway Twitty. I listen to Conway Twitty. And then, like, 5 minutes later, I listen to, like, Flo Rida. Like, I am all over the place. I will not judge. Do you have, while we're on the subject, do you have, like, a guilty pleasure song that is, like, one of those embarrassing things that you listen to, but, like, everyone that listens to it says they don't? Do you have one of those?
I got to think about, you know, I'm thinking about my playlist and stuff like that, but you know, I don't really, I take pride in it. I love, you know, my old school jams. Like, I'm like, you know what, I don't care if you don't like it, because I love to jam out to, like, let's see, Destiny's Child, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, like, all the stuff that I grew up, like, I'm like, love it. So if somebody, like, you know, I'll find someone in the crowd that's like, yeah, me too, or something, like, you know, if a DJ, I'll go request it, and the DJ will just start playing it, and, like, you know, we just, everyone ends up loving it anyway, because we all, like, you know, secretly love it.
Yeah. I love NSYNC, okay? I feel you. I listen to them when I work out, and I listen to the Backstreet Boys, and I'm so not ashamed. Like, it is 2016, and that is going strong, even though they're in retirement at this point, because they're all so old. But I'm totally with you. You're not. Oh, and I'm the person that calls the radio station with a song that they're like, it's been so long since we've played that, we have to find it. Like, I call it I actually had that happen one day. I called the local station during the lunch request hour and requested Broken Wing by Martina McBride. That's my favorite song. And they played it for me. So, like, a week later, I called back, and she's like, we don't normally play that song, so I'll have to find it. I don't even know if it's around here anymore, because it's so... And I was like, but it's so good.
Wow.
On my song. But, I mean, that was, like, 95. That's, like, 20 years ago.
So. Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, Cody, go ahead.
Okay. Since you stole my question about music and stuff, I'm going to steal one of your questions, Em.
Oh, lovely. Could you? Thank you.
If you could do a duet with anybody, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
That one's really tough, because there's just so many people, especially if they've already passed on or if they're right now. I would say that for sure right now, like, what I'm feeling and what I grew up on and what's one of my biggest inspirations and who I would love to sing a duet with is George Strait. I have written even a couple songs already that I'm like, okay, this one I really want to sing with him, or, you know, whether live or recording it, or even, you know, whatever, however it would happen, and I'll have a lot of faith in that, and I would really, really love for it to happen, and that's just, like, you know, a dream come true for me. I grew up on, you know, listening to him as a little girl, and he really influenced a lot of
me
my
too.
Music, and I want to be like him, so.
you know, and I'm just like you. I grew up on that early 90s Garth Brooks, George Strait, Travis Tritt. I grew up on all that stuff, too.
So did I.
Yeah,
I
understand.
Sound like
that.
Baby. I was around. Thank you. I'm younger than him. So he always is like, that was before your time. And I'm like, shut up. I'm well-educated.
Well-educated.
Like, I listen to, like, 70s and 80s country and the 90s. So I'm well-rounded, Cody. I was there. I grew up on it, too. It just
you
was
are,
vintage
I
when I grew up on it. Anyways. Is there anyone else, or is that your number one pick, and that's your final answer, and you're sticking with it?
I also will, you know, put that, like, you know, in there. You said, you know, passed on or still alive, but I have also grew up on, see, here in Texas, you know, we have a lot of Spanish music, especially in South Texas, and one of the biggest influences also in my life and who I listened to growing up was Selena. I don't know if you've heard of her, the Tejanos.
Oh, yes.
So she would be definitely someone who I would love to sing with and, you know, have a duet with. And you know, it makes me a little sad, but, you know, one day I'll, we'll meet again.
Right.
We'll see.
See, I always think that about Patsy Cline because I love her and she's like one of my idols. But then I think Patsy Cline could totally out-sing me. Do I really want to sing with her? Like, that's always my thought. It's like, do you, because people always say, like, Carrie Underwood when they come on the show. And I'm like, would you really want to sing with her, though? Because it's Carrie Underwood. And I feel like that would be so intimidating. See, it's different with a man because, like, a man's voice is not going to compete with, like, a woman's. But if you're singing with another woman who's, like, amazing, I would feel like I was being showed up.
Like, I'll pass.
Like, it'd be so intimidating. Like, see, you said George, and, like, you would be singing a duet with him, so it'd be different. But if you're singing with a woman, I feel like she could totally out-sing me, whoever she may be. So, maybe not. I don't know. That's just always what I think about when people say people like Carrie Underwood or they say Kelly Clarkson, and I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to face that challenge. Okay.
So alrighty.
That's my question. So I'm feeling one of his. So this is a little more, this is one of those like more difficult ones that I said we would save for later. As far as your career or your personal life, either one, what is like the best advice that you've ever received or something that you hold close that like really sticks with you?
Yeah, so that is a good one. There's been two really important, you know, times and different advice that I've been given, and one of them is I think, you know, a lot of people have probably gone through this or been given the same advice, but it's to never give up. And, you know, no matter what you know, situation, whether it is my career or whatever else I got going on, I mean, my career is my whole life. This is all I do. So, I mean, never giving up, no matter how hard it may seem, or, you know, when you're just in a little rough patch or you're in a dry spell or whatever it is you're going through. I mean, just never, ever give up. There's always something that's just around the corner, or you're just only 3 feet from gold. That's what my mom always tells me. You know, keep digging. You're only 3 feet from gold. And also, you know, write your own songs. I mean, that's what I've been heard. I also, like I said, I love Southern rock and I love classic rock, and my favorite band, one of my favorite bands is the Eagles. And, you know, from
yeah.
their advice and the advice they got, I took that, you know, as a little girl too, I would listen to that, and they were told, you know, you need to write your own songs. And I want people to always remember me for my songs. And that's one of my main goals. And in my career, to know like, man, that song, you know, is by her, you know, or I love it, or, you know, whatever. And that's what I want. Really what means a lot and really important for me in my career and my life.
Awesome.
Yeah. You don't want your music to like fall into the sea of everything else. You want to stand out. I like
yes.
that.
Yes.
I like that. And I love the Eagles too. I'm totally into classic rock. So
me too.
All right, Cody, you can get in now. I'll stop.
I've got two questions for you. First question,
mm-hmm.
and I always ask this next question because if I don't, the person that I thought of this question will probably kill me. if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
You know, I actually think, you know, sometimes you can't help it as a human. I mean, we all think about, like, you know, the past and what we could have done different, but I feel like this is my path. You know, everything that I've gone through and been through is exactly what I needed to do and to be, and all the experiences that I've had and who I've met and what I've done. And it's kind of like, you know, back when I, like, you know, let's just say 5 years ago, I knew, I you know, different events have happened where I kind of, like, knew they would happen, and then, but I just didn't know the way they would happen, you know, but, like, you know, they're still happening. So that's kind of, like, how I see it. Like, I'm at where I'm supposed to be, and I did not know the path or how I would get there, which is super cool. Of course, that's the way life is, and But, you know, yeah, no, I love everything the way it's been going. And despite, you know, no matter what road or path we all take, I mean, there's going to be ups and downs. So it's like, you know, saying if I can go back, well, there's going to be another setback or another letdown or whatever. So, yeah, it's been great.
Right. And the next question I've got for you, there's sort of a story behind it. I was listening last night to a Bobby Bones replay channel.
I was going to ask that because I thought you were going to let me ask, and I was like, I'm going to steal his new one. Anyway, go ahead.
I was listening to the Bobby Bones show on iHeartRadio last night, and they're doing what's called Joy Week, where different artists come in, you know, and Joy Week's all about spreading positivity or whatever, you know, and so that kind of got me thinking, and this question just popped into my head. So, who besides your family has been a positive influence on you in your career?
Awesome. So let's see. Like you said, besides my family, because besides, you know, the musical influence that I have on me, my family is everything for me. But you know, when I was in high school, that was especially when you're getting into your senior year and you got to, you know, see what college you're going to go to or whatever your path is going to be, you got to kind of decide it and kind of quick, you know, like the kind of, you know, sometimes you can take your time or whatever, but, you know, for me and the way I was and who I was just like, okay, boom, like, you know, what's my decision? What am I going to do? And my choir director at the time, Mr. Lita, he really, really helped me a lot in my decision making. He inspired me so much. He encouraged me so much to do what I love and what my passion is, and kind of like, you know, I don't say this to all my students, but, you know, I don't think college is for you. And I'm like, wait a minute, what? Like, you know, at the time, it's kind of like I'm in between the college thing and kind of in between, like, okay, what am I going to do? He's like, because if you're going to give your all in something, I prefer you give your all in your passion, you know, like, you know, and that's just that's his advice. That's what he was saying. And I said, you know, that makes complete sense. You know, let me try out the college thing just in case, just for a little bit, see how I like it. You know, I want to say, you know, I had a few scholarships and whatnot that I had to use, that I wanted to use, and so I tried it out, and you know, he was right. My passion is where it's at, and I'm so glad for that advice. So definitely, my choir director from high school, I give a lot of credit to him, and I'm just so happy for all the influence that he gave me and all the encouragement.
That's awesome. You know. And that was the first time I'd ever asked that question on the show. So you're the guinea pig for that question.
Yay! We went back and forth. I thought he'd be like, Emily, do you have any more questions? And I would be like, I do. Because I was going to steal his new one, which is totally mean, but he would have gotten over it.
know,
anyways.
You know, I don't think we've done the island question yet, Em. Why don't you take
that
one?
That's right. I was about to ask that. You're like on my brainwave. I was already thinking it. Okay. That didn't sound convincing, but it was. It was supposed to be. I swear, I was already thinking of it. Okay. If you were going to a deserted island, like, you're not going to just get stranded. You know you're going. Which three things would you take with you?
Oh, man, this is...
Because if you're just stranded, I mean, you don't get to pick anything. So you know you're going, but
they're sending me off to an island. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Whenever we play these games with friends and stuff, I'm like, nope, do not count me in. I do not want to say
that. Yeah, because I'm such a diva
I'm gonna
that
try.
I don't want to answer that. Like, that's how I always am. I'm like, I don't know.
I know. I'm like, don't do that to me. Like, but no, I'll try my best to answer this question for y'all. Let's see. I mean, I'm thinking, like, also survivor mode. Like, what? Like, can I take a knife, too? Like, are there two different? Like, do I have, like, a home on this island? Do I?
Yeah, you can have. Okay, we'll say that this is not, like, Gilligan's Island, okay? You have there's a home here. I mean, there's shelter here. We'll say there's food, because the food would take up all the good stuff in this question. So we'll say that there's food and, like, shelter on this island. Like, we're not dropping you off on Gilligan's Island out of a helicopter. You have some level of civilized living.
Okay, good. See, because I was
there's
like,
not, like, a Kroger
okay,
on this island or, like, a Walmart.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay, good. So I know. So first, I'll take my guitar. I want to take my guitar for sure. So I could, you know, I don't know if I could use a leaf for writing, but maybe I could take, so for sure my guitar. I got that down. I'm so glad I at least know for sure I'm taking that. And let's see. I got to take something where I can listen to music and to call and to still be in contact with the world. So okay to say my cell phone, so I can also record
yeah, can
all my
like
songs.
Yeah,
I can like record my songs on there. I can talk to people. I could write down, you know, notes and my songs on there, and I can take pictures of the beautiful scenery on this island. I would want to take it if I wasn't going to be with. Hello, can you hear me?
I thought we lost you for a second,
yeah,
but we're good now.
Oh, okay, okay, good.
Good.
Let's see. So, my third thing. I would have to. I can't take like a person. No, I'm just kidding.
You can
I don't
take
know.
A person. We've had people say that they take. They're taking a husband, so you can take a person.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
No! But then I've got my pup, my doggy.
Okay. How about if the person holds the dog, then that only counts as one thing.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
Well, I would hopefully take my future husband, and he's going to be holding my dog. No, let me. And I want to take my whole family. This is so hard. I'm going to cry.
Hey, if you say my family, that's like one thing. But take your whole family.
Yeah, I'm going to take my family.
You won't get any peace on this island. Like, this won't be a very peaceful retreat if you take everybody, but that's how I feel.
Yeah.
I love my family, but like, if I was going to an island, I'd be like, see you later. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't want to go to a deserted island. That's kind of depressing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Exactly.
All right, Cody, back to you.
I think that about does it for me. Unless you've got anything, Em.
I feel like we forgot one that we normally ask, but I can't think of what it is. It's driving me nuts. Let's talk about your music. So what do you have going on right now, and where can people find you online and all that stuff so that people know
yeah.
where they can get to you at?
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, we're promoting the single right now, He Only Loves Me on the Dance Floor, which I'm not sure if you guys have heard it or not, but everyone can,
a great song,
you know,
by boy.
Thank you. And I have got a music video on there. Thank you. And everyone can, like, you know, listen to it on there or wherever that, you know, iTunes, Amazon, they can buy my music on there. And, of course, I'm on Spotify, and I'd really appreciate that. Like I said, we're doing that right now. I'm getting ready for Nashville. We'll be going out there in the summertime during CMA Fest, and I'll be doing different writers' rounds and different charity events, and also probably playing with a couple of bands on Broadway, a few of my friends' bands out there on Broadway, Nashville, and also just really trying to get my more music recorded as well. I want to start recording my album this summer, that's my goal of for this year, and of course just start to book a lot more. I book myself, and I'm just trying to get more and more out there, and of course working on maybe some booking agencies right now. We're seeing which ones are in the works, but you know, just as my career progresses, I thank everybody for all the support, and they can find me on MadelineVictoriaMusic.com to keep up with me. It's a little bit under construction right now as far as other links, but you could still see the social media links. You could see my tour dates and also my music video, my music on there. So I'd really appreciate y'all giving me a like on Facebook. Also, just, you know, connecting with me in any way you guys can. That's the cool thing about, you know, nowadays that we can all keep in touch and all connect in on the World Wide Web. So,
yeah,
thank
that's
you guys
why I joined
so
Twitter
you know.
Forever ago. I joined Twitter
yeah.
because
you know,
I wanted to be able to tweet the people, like the celebrities on Dancing with the Stars. And I was like 12. And I joined Twitter for this. And it's still there all these years later. But that's why I joined, because I thought, hey, I can tweet them and like they can be my friends. So that's literally why I joined Twitter.
You know,
that's so cute.
You mentioned booking, and that could kind of lead me into my a shout-out for the day. I got to give a shout-out to your manager, Michael, because normally I'll reach out to these people. We have them show Amir M. Will, and see if they want to come on. Michael... And I've had a couple of his artists on the show previously, so we've got kind of a working relationship. He's a great dude, and he actually reached out to me about this. So
yay!
I thank him for
awesome.
That.
Yes,
so.
Yes, thanks, Michael. You're awesome.
Yes, you are, buddy.
Cardi does all of that. He gives me, like, partial credit for that, but normally it's him. Okay, it's, like, 3/4 of the time it's him, and then, like, there's, like, that 1%. Well, not 1%, that makes no sense. That 25%. There we go. I did math, everyone. That 25% of the time it's me. But normally he does the work, so. But he gives me credits. So I like that.
Yeah.
Before we let you go, I've just got to say, I have a lot of respect for you and what you're doing with this music thing because I've spoken to a bunch of indie artists, and there are no sweeter people on the face of this planet than independent musicians. No sweeter, more down to earth. Just I just I love y'all to death, and I just so appreciate y'all doing this.
Oh, thank you. This is means a lot, and I thank you guys for giving me the chance to get my music out there to more and more people. And this is awesome. I'm so glad that we had this interview. It was really fun.
And I will follow you on Twitter. I don't know if I already did, but I will follow you on Twitter, and we will both share everything, like, music-related that we can to help you. So.
Yay. Thank you, and I'll follow you guys back. Yay.
I don't even know if I think I'll follow you, but I might not have, to be honest. I might have
awesome. And I tell every one of our guests this, if there's anything we can ever do for you, don't hesitate to reach out to us, okay?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So sweet.
Thank you for coming, and I guess we'll let you go now.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and
thank
I'll
you.
Be,
all right. I followed
be,
you just now. I didn't do it already, but I did now.
And I'll be talking to you on Twitter, okay?
Okay, sounds great. Well, definitely I'll be tweeting y'all.
Awesome. Thanks for coming.
I'll see you later, Madeline.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a great day. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, you too. Bye. Madeline is just such a doll.
I kind of remember how old she was, but I didn't want to ask. But I know she's older than me, because everyone's older than me. But she looks pretty young, because I just looked at her picture on here, because I just followed her on Twitter. And I'm super jealous of her hair, which I didn't get to tell her, but I'll tweet her and tell her. Super. She's hair goals. Literally, I have the biggest struggle. Everyone knows I have long hair, but my hair is long, but it's not that great. And I want to have, like, who has really good long hair on TV? Now I can't think of anyone. But I want to have hair, like, all these people on TV. That, like, there's all these unrealistic expectations of girls with long hair. It's not like that at all. It doesn't look like all these people on TV, and it's really disappointing. That is all. That's my soapbox of the day. On International Women's Day, that is my soapbox. The unrealistic expectations of long hair in real life.
also, and I did not realize this until after breakfast, it's also National Pancake Day.
I had toast and cantaloupe and some of that VA, not the tomato juice, the fruit juice one. This morning I did not have pancakes because, isn't it good? I drink the red
good.
One
really
every
is.
Day because I don't like eating vegetables, and it has a whole serving of everything in it that you need for the whole day.
Either.
Yeah, so I drink
them. I don't
have
vegetables
either. Eat
them. Just,
I didn't know that.
I don't think we have.
That.
We don't have any announcements except for your 2-year anniversary on the show is coming up.
And I
have
a surprise on this show, and I'm so excited because I don't know who it is.
It's a very special guest.
He literally tells me it's a woman, and she's an actress.
Yep.
Like, I know that.
That's all you're getting.
And I was like, what show is she on? He's like, that'll give it away. I'm like, no, it won't, because we've had like 5,000 people from every show. Didn't you tell me she's on Days of Our Lives? That doesn't matter to me. That doesn't make a difference, because now I still don't know. We have like 4 actresses on Days of Our Lives on. Speaking of this, I need to get on a real quick soapbox, like a short one, and it's a good one, so don't worry about it. But,
make it about 3 minutes.
Oh, I can make it less than 3 minutes, you know me. So yesterday was Mary Beth Evans' birthday, and someone on her Instagram, like a week ago, she posted a picture that showed her nails and like her wedding rings, and her nails were blue, and someone went on this thing about how they're not age appropriate on her, which, why do you care what color someone paints their nails that you don't actually know?
Sure.
So yesterday for her birthday, her campaign, like on her blog, is hashtag kindness is, and then you fill in the blank. So yesterday, everybody, and I missed the memo where I would have had like nails and toenails blue. But yesterday it was hashtag kindness is age appropriate nails, and everyone and their mother, literally and their mother, painted their nails blue and tweeted it at her, and I thought it was the best
thing.
That's
funny. That's
it
hilarious.
Was so great because everyone was tweeting her and was like, kindness is our hands or kindness is our nail polish, and it was like the best thing that people thought of, and I missed it, and I was so annoyed. But anyways, happy birthday to her, by the way.
Yes.
That was
absolutely.
The long story short.
Absolutely.
Happy birthday to you. Anyway,
yeah, I'm
really
worth,
our...
so.
Oh, I did a really good job then.
Yeah, you did. You
anyways.
Are you
so excited for what? Our anniversary, it's like our wedding anniversary, I feel. Like, honestly,
yeah,
I feel like this is my wedding anniversary.
But since I called you my work wife on the show, so.
Yes, I feel like, but seriously, like 2 years ago, I said I'll be your co-host, and I married you, basically, so it's like, you know, we're
anniversary. Pretty much, you really are.
Tuesday.
You pretty much are.
I'm really excited. But I did tell
yes,
about the vegetable
is.
Thing, and it's been 2 years, so I'm really intrigued.
And
we'll talk
is,
about that further later.
And that's virtually all the announcements we've got, because I'm working on something for the 15th and the 22nd. So.
Yay. I'm really excited. Yeah. It's almost Easter and spring, which is also awesome. I'm in
it,
a really
it,
good mood today. Can
you
tell?
You
anyway,
know.
I'll chat with you later.
I'll talk to you later, girl.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. I hope y'all enjoyed our interview with the incredibly talented Miss Madeline Victoria. As I said earlier, Monday, March 14th, is Em's 2-year anniversary on the show. And we have a very, very special guest joining us to help celebrate. And again, as you heard, I'm working on something for the 15th and the 22nd. So once I know something, I will tweet it out, and y'all will know something. So until then, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Quick Biz with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.